An afterthought. As this was going to press and I was skimming it over for one last time, but not really paying that much attention because I had already gone over it before, my mind started drifting, and it occurred to me how much subject matter I left out. Or didn't cover might be a more appropriate thing to write, since I can always cover it later in the second book, if you'd be so generous enough to have me. And I didn't think of it to include initially, so it wasn't knowingly omitted. Anyway, I realized that I've written about the dangerous lunacy of the more prevalent and obvious religions, specifically the sexist, sadly insular, and antiquated demands of extreme Judaism, but have barely commented on the criminality and immoral depravity of Islam, which translates to literally, be in submission to God. Nor of the attendant dangers of Sharia law, not to just all women and unbearded men, but most of humanity and its very future on this planet. When this book was written, we didn't have a new president yet, let alone the first blackish president. We thought it might be a woman, or worse, an oldie. Can you imagine? Ugh. As a country and world, we were economically only sort of fucked, not super insanely fucked as we are now. We were still in a seemingly predominantly right-leaning country who proudly yelled their love of Jesus and of watching minor celebrities competitively dance against each other while mindlessly parroting the cherry-picked half-facts that supported our ideas of whether global warming was a real urgent issue or a scam. Or whether members of the Democratic Congress were not so secretly American-hating communists who wanted nothing more than to cede America to a figment of those on the right's imagination. Or whether the Republicans secretly want to facilitate Armageddon in order to show everyone else that they were right the whole time and snicker and tisk as they ascend to eat grapes fed to them by the most attractive American angels imaginable in a temperature-controlled heaven with questionable gravity issues. There's so much more to write about. There's not one mention of liposuction, for instance. The lazy man's, mostly women's though, way to a slimmer, trimmer, unhealthy you. Certainly not enough about life coaches, perhaps the single greatest example of our crybaby culture that clearly has too much money and is all too happy to play the victim. And in order not to be overly negative, I didn't really touch upon some of the things that make America great, like our propaganda machine, the best in history, and how we are the single greatest culture that forcibly exports that culture and ideas for how to best live your life to the rest of the world who gladly lap it up. Oh well, if I do get a chance to put together a second book, hey, people always have to shit, right? I will include these subjects and many, many more. Oh, and one last thing. Gil Scott-Heron once famously wrote that the revolution will not be televised. I'm not so sure about that. But I do know that it will be Twittered, and that's real progress.